Book 6, Chapter 2. The expedition of the Philistines against the Hebrews, and the Hebrews' victory under the conduct of Samuel the prophet, who was their general. Now, while the city of Kirjath-Jearim had the ark with them, the whole body of the people betook themselves all that time to offer prayers and sacrifices to God, and appeared greatly concerned and zealous about his worship. So Samuel the prophet, seeing how ready they were to do their duty, thought this a proper time to speak to them while they were in this good disposition about the recovery of their liberty and of the blessings that accompanied the same. Accordingly, he used such words to them as he thought were most likely to excite that inclination and to persuade them to attempt it. "O you Israelites," said he, "to whom the Philistines are still grievous enemies, but to whom God begins to be gracious, it behooves you not only to be desirous of liberty, but to take the proper methods to obtain it. Nor are you to be contented with an inclination to get clear of your lords and masters, while you still do what will procure your continuance under them. Be righteous, then, and cast wickedness out of your souls, and by your worship supplicate the divine majesty with all your hearts, and persevere in the honor you pay to him. For if you act thus, you will enjoy prosperity. You will be freed from your slavery, and will get the victory over your enemies, which blessings it is not possible you should attain, either by weapons of war, or by the strength of your bodies, or by the multitude of your assistants. For God has not promised to grant these blessings by those means, but by being good and righteous men. And if you will be such, I will be security to you for the performance of God's promises." When Samuel had said thus, the multitude applauded his discourse, and were pleased with his exhortation to them, and gave their consent to resign themselves up to do what was pleasing to God. So Samuel gathered them together to a certain city called Mizpeh, which in the Hebrew tongue signifies a watchtower. There they drew water, and poured it out to God, and fasted all day, and betook themselves to their prayers. This their assembly did not escape the notice of the Philistines. So when they had learned that so large a company had met together, they fell upon the Hebrews with a great army and mighty forces, as hoping to assault them when they did not expect it, nor were prepared for it. This thing affrighted the Hebrews and put them into disorder and terror. So they came running to Samuel and said that their souls were sunk by their fears and by the former defeat they had received, and that thence it was that we lay still, lest we should excite the power of our enemies against us. Now, while thou hast brought us hither to offer up our prayers and sacrifices, and take oaths to be obedient, our enemies are making an expedition against us, while we are naked and unarmed. Wherefore we have no other hope of deliverance but that by thy means, and by the assistance God shall afford us upon thy prayers to him, we shall obtain deliverance from the Philistines. Hereupon Samuel bade them be of good cheer, and promised them that God would assist them. And taking a sucking lamb, he sacrificed it for the multitude, and besought God to hold his protecting hand over them when they should fight with the Philistines, and not to overlook them, nor suffer them to come under a second misfortune. Accordingly, God hearkened to his prayers, and accepting their sacrifice with a gracious intention, and such as was disposed to assist them, he granted them victory and power over their enemies. Now, while the altar had the sacrifice of God upon it, and had not yet consumed it wholly by its sacred fire, the enemy's army marched out of their camp, and was put in order of battle, and this in hope that they should be conquerors, since the Jews were caught in distressed circumstances, as neither having their weapons with them, nor being assembled there in order to fight. But things so fell out that they would hardly have been credited, though they had been foretold by anybody. For in the first place, God disturbed their enemies with an earthquake, and moved the ground under them to such a degree that he caused it to tremble, and made them to shake, insomuch that by its trembling he made some unable to keep their feet, and made them fall down, and by opening its chasms he caused that others should be hurried down into them. after which he caused such a noise of thunder to come among them, and made fiery lightning shine so terribly round about them, that it was ready to burn their faces. And he so suddenly shook their weapons out of their hands, that he made them fly and return home naked. So Samuel with the multitude pursued them to Bethcar, a place so called. And there he set up a stone as a boundary of their victory and their enemies' flight, and called it the Stone of Power, as a signal of that power God had given them against their enemies. So the Philistines, after this stroke, made no more expeditions against the Israelites, but lay still out of fear and out of remembrance of what had befallen them. And what courage the Philistines had formerly against the Hebrews, that, after this victory, was transferred to the Hebrews. Samuel also made an expedition against the Philistines, and slew many of them, and entirely humbled their proud hearts, and took from them that country which, when they were formerly conquerors in battle, they had cut off from the Jews, which was the country that extended from the borders of Gath to the city of Ekron. But the remains of the Canaanites were at this time in friendship with the Israelites.